Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Renisha Rutter. She is with the Southeastern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. Good morning to you, Renisha.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
That's good to hear. And, of course, a thing that's been something that has been front and center for a lot of folks is broadband access. And understand that the Indiana Broadband Office has a BEAD challenge process now open. And could you explain exactly what is the BEAD program and what this challenge process is all about?
Yeah, so BEAD is a huge broadband equity access and deployment infrastructure package from the federal government that every state across the nation is participating in, trying to grab some of those billions of dollars. I believe the full package is like 42.5 or somewhere around that number. Indiana is set to get about 868, I think, million. So quite a sizable chunk, which is wonderful for Indiana for the investments that's coming down the road from that. And what BEAD will hopefully do is give those areas that have been left out for a very long time a chance to have investment money come their way into those communities to build out the infrastructure, whether that's adding infrastructure that's not there or improving some outdated infrastructure that is there. It's going to be between communities and providers to work together in order to identify those areas that need prioritizing for that money and get them built out. What the challenge process does in particular is one step in that process. So all the time, what consumers don't know is that providers report to the federal government who exactly that they're serving and what the speeds are that they're providing for those areas. It may not always necessarily be what exact speed somebody is subscribing to, but just what that particular provider is able to offer. Well, sometimes there is some discrepancies in what is actually able, what the consumer is actually experiencing, and that's due to a number of different reasons. It could just be the equipment that the consumer is using. It could be something on the provider side. There's various reasons. But BEAD is one way to challenge that. So if you have some customers in an area or potential customers in an area that fall into the unserved category, but they are marked as served in that data that gets reported to the government, then that is the group of people that we are targeting typically for this challenge process. There may be couple of other types of challenges, but typically it's those people that are not actually experiencing the speeds that that they're reported to be experiencing, or that there's even service there in the first place. Sometimes that can happen where it's reported that they have service, they're marked as served, and they actually have nothing. And that could just be, you know, maybe it was a smaller provider that just doesn't exist anymore, or other various reasons. So that's what this challenge process is for. That's who we want to try to get the word out to. Of course, everybody should do the speed test at connectingindiana.com. That would lay the foundation just for who is actually experiencing the speeds that they are, just kind of mapping that out, and would help communities better target where they may need to start to look for those bulk challenges.
And, of course, you mentioned some keywords there, unserved and underserved. And, of course, that's pretty much not only in our particular area, but also in the Southeastern Indiana Regional Planning Commission service area, but it seems like pretty much throughout the state been hearing a lot about that lately.
Yeah, so those basically fall under unserved is anyone who experiences speeds less than 25 download, 3 megabits per second upload, and underserved would be anybody who experiences less than 120 download upload. So somebody can have internet service that's at least, you know, something, but if they're under that 120 threshold, then they're underserved. And again, I just want to be specific, this B challenge is to help correct those who are marked incorrectly. So if you believe that you're unserved or underserved, you do a speed test that proves it, and you're already on the map as that, then great. I mean, not great that you don't have the service that you want, but great that you are marked correctly. Those would not be the households or the businesses that we would be targeting for this challenge process, because that data is already correct.
And we're speaking with Renisha Rutter with the Southeastern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. And Renisha, of course, the Planning Commission has a broadband clearinghouse that people can visit in the service area. And who all is affected by that in Southeastern Indiana, in particular the counties, and how can they go about getting on this and doing what they need to do?
Oh, well, you know, it's a website that's open to everybody. So there's no, you don't have to type in a password or anything to access our website. While it is something that we have some information that's tailored specifically for the nine counties within our service region, it really is, there's information on there that we hope can be applicable and helpful to everybody throughout the state of Indiana. Heck, maybe even throughout our interstate region or the nation. So what we try to do as a clearinghouse is just make it an information hub for all things broadband in Southeast Indiana. That's one of our ready funded projects that we're really proud of personally at SERPC. That's some ready money that we took on ourselves, besides the other money that my boss helps administer for from that program for our region. And so our nine counties, of course, fitting under that belt, can find information on there about who are some of their government officials. That's one request that I had specifically from some of the internet service providers that I interviewed when I was helping to form this project and see what should go into this clearinghouse. I've also got feedback from government officials on what they would like to see on the clearinghouse. So that's our grant funding guide. Currently, right now, the website is still under construction. We had a soft launch last March, so it's crazy that it's already been a year. Last September. It does kind of feel like a year. that was just with our initial content of, just to get feedback. We've improved it since then, and we're going to improve it even more since we have a big debut coming up. That is for April 4th. I know it might be a little bit crazy. That's the same week just before the big eclipse, but we're hoping to have some people come out from the public. It's open to the public, but we're hoping to see some of our public faces there that we hope the clearinghouse will serve, and welcome people to go on the website, check it out for themselves, fill out that contact us form for feedback if they feel like there's something on there that's missing or something that they'd like to see.
All right, and of course the nine service or counties served by Southeastern Indiana Regional Planning are Dearborn, Decatur, Franklin, Ripley, Jefferson, Jennings, Ohio, Shelby, and Switzerland counties. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Renisha Rutter with the Southeastern Indiana Regional Planning Commission right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Renisha Rutter with the Southeastern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. And, of course, another thing that I'm kind of curious about, Renisha, is those who need help affording internet service, what are some guardrails as far as what those folks can do?
Well, unfortunately, there's not too many programs out there right now. There was one that the federal government was doing that unfortunately is looking like it's going to be shut down at as of April, the Affordable Connectivity Program. And that was something that started off as the emergency broadband benefit during, I believe, 2020 on in those years in the worst time during the pandemic to help with a lot of people who needed help affording internet at home as, you know, things were shut down and schools were closed and everything, you know, a lot of things with mobile. That program was wonderful while it was running. Southeast Indiana Planning Commission, we were, you know, blessed to have been one of the recipients for the outreach grant to help reach people who were eligible for that program. But again, unfortunately, that's shutting down. So there's a more permanent program out there called Lifetime, which is the same thing. It doesn't give as much help with the benefit, but it can be used to help afford internet. But I think the best advice for anybody who needs help with that is, one, just to work with a provider that they're seeking service from, or that they have service from if they're having trouble affording or they're looking for affordable plans. A lot of times the providers already have some kind of program of their own like that, or they may be a Lifetime participant themselves. And the other thing would be just, for those groups to use their voices to push their leaders to look into some avenues to help afford it. Sometimes there's cities that take that on for themselves that I've heard of. So if this is one of the things where it's going to have to be some creative solutions, because again, just the need to provide broadband access on the affordability front for people is something that is not really new, but just one of those issues that were exacerbated by the pandemic in highlighting, you know, that, hey, if we're going to see a shift in our society, you know, regionally, nationally, worldwide even, that there's a higher need to where broadband, to where internet is no longer a luxury, it is a necessity. You know, people will need it for work, people will need it to get work, you know, jobs, education, and we can't leave out people who can't afford it, because that leaving them out is also going to translate into missed opportunities, not just for those people personally who might fall into the group, but the communities that will, you know, also miss out on opportunities because somebody didn't have access to internet.
All right. So a lot of moving parts to this with the SEI broadband, with the clearinghouse and so forth. And of course, obviously, an ongoing process that, you know, really no end in sight, you might say. But that's, you know, it's one of the things that that your agency does. And Renisha, how can folks get a hold of you, and maybe if they want to explore some of the things that we talked about this morning?
Well, if they want to go explore with the, I'd say the clearinghouse would be the best way to reach me. I personally help run the content for that site. So anybody who goes onto broadband.cerpc.org, that is the website for our clearinghouse. And if they go fill out that contact us form, those emails come straight to me. They can also always give me a phone call at the CERPC. That is 812-689-5505. I'm happy to take phone calls and questions from anybody in the community that might want to share their broadband experience with me and get there, see what can happen. And also there's most of our communities in CERPC have broadband task forces. So I encourage anybody to look into who that is for their county and find those leaders that are volunteering their time on their behalf to try to work for digital inclusion. And those people, I'm in contact with them. We have regular meetings, and they will get their message straight to me as well.
All right. So again, the phone number at the Southeastern Indiana Regional Planning Commission is 812-689-5505. Anything else, Renisha Rutter, before we let you go?
Oh, nothing that I can think of, Tom. I'm just thank you so much for the time to interview and help us spread the word. I hope that we can see some people come to our broadband clearinghouse big debut, and really looking forward to helping our community through the BEAD process and other opportunities coming up, and just grateful for such a wonderful community that I've been placed in to help just with all things broadband and digital inclusion. It's really just been a great job and great opportunity, and I'm grateful for this community. So thank you all out there who have engaged with SERPC or any kind of group that we kind of work with at some point.
And we thank you, Renisha Rutter, for joining us this morning. Stay well, and hopefully we can call on you again in the future.
Yes, thank you so much.